They work through that day and the next, sorting the photos and repacking the boxes, dragging them into the cool depths of the garage. While his mother met with the curators, Paul called Michelle to explain what had happened and to tell her he would not be at her concert after all. He expected her to be angry, but she listened without comment and hung up. When he tried to call back, the machine picked up. That happened all day long. More than once he considered getting in his car and driving like wild home to Cincinnati, but he knew it would do no good. Knew, too, that he didn't really want to go on this way, always loving Michelle more than she could love him back. So he forced himself to stay. He turned to the physical work of packing up the house, and in the evening he walked downtown to the library to check out books on Down syndrome. On Tuesday morning, quiet and distracted and full of apprehension, he and his mother got into her car and drove over the river and through the lush late summer green of Ohio. It was very hot, the leaves of the corn shimmering against the expansive blue sky. They arrived in Pittsburgh amid returning 4th of July traffic, traveling through the tunnel that opened onto the bridge in a breathtaking view of the two rivers merging. They crawled through downtown traffic and followed the Monongahela, traveling through another long tunnel. At last, they pulled up at Caroline Gill's brick house on a busy, tree-lined street. She had told them to park in the alley, and they did, getting out of the car and stretching. Beyond a strip of grass, steps led down into a narrow lot and the high brick house where his sister had grown up. Paul took the house in, so much like Cincinnati, so different from his own quiet childhood, its suburban ease and comfort. Traffic rushed by on the street, past the little postage stamp yards, into the city sprawling all around them, hot and dense. The gardens all along the alley were thick with flowers, hollyhocks and irises in every color, their white and purple tongues vivid against the grass. In this garden, a woman was working, tending a row of lush tomato plants. A hedge of lilac bushes grew up behind her, the leaves flashing their pale green undersides in a breeze that pushed the hot air without cooling it. The woman, wearing dark blue shorts and a white t-shirt and bright-flowered cotton gloves, sat up from where she was kneeling and ran the back of her hand across her forehead. The traffic rushed. She hadn't heard them coming. She broke a leaf off a tomato plant and pressed it to her nose.
"Is that her?" Paul asked. "Is that the nurse?"
His mother nodded. She had folded her arms tightly, protectively across her chest. Her sunglasses masked her eyes, but even so he could see how nervous she was, how pale and tense.
"Yes, that's Caroline Gill. Paul, now that it's come to it, I'm not sure I can do this. Maybe we should just go home."
"We've driven all this way, and they're expecting us."
She smiled a small, tired smile. She'd hardly slept in days. Even her lips were pale.